I cast my cares on you.
Jesus!
Jesus, my hope, my tower of strength.
Yes!
My faith was found in you. I see you pierced, wounded for me.
Jesus!
Jesus took care of that law completely, and since he fulfilled it, it's been fulfilled with us. Not to say that we don't walk in the things like the good things of the law, not knowing well to do it like that. But our spirits are recreated, and we know not to do that. We are totally, and the Word says, you have fallen from grace when you put the law there. That's how you fall from grace, not by turning back or anything. It's when you put me, if you read it, it says the law. You've made the law your God, kind of. So we as the church have to be very, very careful not to mix grace and law. Because Jesus took care of it, fulfilled it, and we fulfilled it.
Yes, he did.
So he took it and he killed it on the cross. Because why did the law come? To show us that we were sinful men. Because before the law, We had Cain slew Abel. What did God do? He put a mark on him when nobody would hurt him. But when the law came, if you picked up sticks on the Sabbath day, you were stoned to death. So we're not under that law. God, the law was there. It was good. It was perfect. But Jesus fulfilled it. We are under grace. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to sin because we have the love of God in us for each other and for Him. And I just that just showed me that, Candace, with that song, how beautiful. That God, don't mix law and grace. Because that will hinder the church and its power.
That's true. The enemy spent a lot of time trying to get people to go back to the rudiments of the world.
Right.
Which, and
because none of us could have kept, none of us kept the law. None of us.
But being made new, we don't want to see.
That's exactly right.
I don't want to pick it back up. I don't want to go back to it.
That's right.
I want to go forward in Him.
We're going forward in Him. Glory.
Glory to glory.
Glory to glory. Woo! Hallelujah. Faith to faith. Right.
You know,
thank you, Jesus.
God thinks of everything.
Yes, He does.
He knew how man would act. He knew what sin would do to man. And He had a countermeasure for every turn. Everything that could go wrong, He had a countermeasure. The law itself was a countermeasure.
Mm-hmm.
It gave them something that they had to look at and deal with. Even all the things that they tried to reintroduce out to Christ pointed to Christ in the first place. A man couldn't forget circumcision, but God wanted the circumcision from the heart.
Amen.
He always did. He put things in place that they couldn't forget so that they wouldn't forget.
Amen.
And if the love of the world can cause people to forget.
Mm-hmm.
And it causes losses.
That's why the semblance of your together is so important. Because
mm-hmm.
when you get weak, your brothers and sisters strengthen you.
Yeah.
They keep you like Mary keeps me coming, make sure I get up early for the first one. I might be sitting there in the bed thinking, I don't want to get up. And I said, no, I got to go. I'll enjoy it. It's a blessing. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you have got control over your flesh.
That's right.
The flesh want to always.
But I want to know that you helped me with that. Because your faith
praise
is
God.
That's
God.
That's what I see is Mary.
God give us strength to control our lives. The Word of God don't make you do something. It just gives you strength and you'll choose to do it.
Woo, say that again.
The Word of God don't make you do something. It gives you strength and you'll choose to do it.
And the Word of God gives you that desire to do it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
When we follow God, a lot of doors open up, and some things can't happen until we put things in motion. Every time the Lord does something, He does it with precision, and it's up to us to carry on, to go forward, mm-hmm. and endeavor to know Him.
You said something that He gives us photo. We have to do something with good carrying on. That's why it's so important to pray in the Spirit every day.
It is. It keeps.
We don't know everything.
Yeah.
But if you pray in the Spirit, it's going to cover it.
I always say we don't know everything, but we house the one that
it does.
When
right.
In the Spirit, He takes care of it. And then a lot of times He'll give you the understanding. Most of the time, if you say before His presence.
We can do so many things. Through Christ who strengthens us. We can do things that we don't even know. And if we need it, and pray and take time to pray in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will guide us to what we need that we don't know in our mind. And He can introduce us to things that we desperately need. And we'll be able to go forward.
That helps us in the love walk, because that's one of your ministries, encourage us in the love of God and
yeah.
the walk of love. When you pray in the Spirit, that helps. If you have any problem with love in an area, as we all do, and we always have to constantly do, praying in the Spirit takes care of a lot of that.
It does. Yes, it does. Everything I learn after praying from the Spirit, a lady told me, she said, you know, when I learn more when I pray in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I learn
gets your mind out
from the Lord. Usually after praying in the Spirit and just paying attention to Him.
Yes.
Naturally and spiritually.
Yeah.
You learn more. You're more keen.
You can't, sometimes the Word of the Lord just come to you. Mm-hmm. And that goes on the top shelf. I
Regina,
learned it. that's going to make the day. What he brings to you, you didn't pray for it. He just come to you talking about something.
But you could have prayed for it in the past. That's the key.
You could have. But
that's why you keep going, and then it will come to you.
Yeah.
But it don't have to come right then. So
yeah, it come at the most.
Because you stayed in the Word, too.
When you ask the Lord a question, ask questions.
Yes,
when you ask him a question, he'll give it to you at the most strategic time.
Yes.
And all you have to do is capture it. But don't never treat God's Word, not saying take it for granted, but you can't say, oh, that's good. You have to endeavor to know it. You have to capture it. You have to say, I'm going to do this. I'm not just going to know about it. I'm going to practice this. This is my new way of life. That's how you have to, that's how we benefit greater from God's Word.
Yes, amen.
This is a scripture I was trying to find, and it's Hosea 6:3. Verse 1 says, "Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us; mm-hmm. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days he will revive us; in the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight."
Woo-hoo.
That's what Jesus did. But watch verse 3. "Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth." If we follow on to know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, many times people get saved, and they're happy, and they're glad they're saved, and I'm glad they're saved. But they don't follow on to know the Lord.
Right. Right.
And they're missing out. And I walk around, I know anybody can go in God's presence and learn. There's something that you can put forward in motion in this world that nobody else in the world can put forward because of your makeup, because of what you think. When we're in constant prayer, dialoguing with the Lord, he can tell us things and put the in. And build us up, train us, and give us something to do that the enemy cannot overcome. Satan is very afraid of you. He's afraid of your potential. He's afraid of your relationship. That's why he put so many things in motion to destroy. He gave God's people, just like Mary was talking about the law. The Jews, the unregenerated Jews, tried to get the church back in bondage of the law. This was a trick of the enemy. When they went forth doing miracles, they didn't know how to undo that. They had to wait. And the enemy had to wait. But when the apostles died, the original apostles that walked with Jesus, he couldn't fool them. Mm-hmm. They had Satan subdued. But enough people didn't follow on to know the Lord to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Dark Ages formed. Then the religious world taught it out with the Word. And ministers taught it out of the Word. And people, you tell them you can get healed. They're on the fence about whether they can get healed or not. But the Lord sent the double cure. That's what we were talking about last week. He healed us spiritually. He healed us naturally. And he gave us everything we need to commune with him.
Amen.
Your communion with the Holy Spirit can change everything.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
And the Lord will show you how to heal.
Yes.
Some things have to be taught. You have to be trained in. There's a healing that God will give us, a training for healing, not just medical healing, but physical healing, but situations. Because he thinks of everything. He'll do it through his body. Okay, we're out of time, but... on page 64, he said, "Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing, my spouse's healing, and my children's healing. Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed. I believe and I receive." Let us receive whatever healing we need for ourselves and our family. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous, and as I drink, I celebrate and partake in the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and full prosperity. Dear Lord, I pray for us this morning and everybody that hears us on the website. Lord, bless us to go forward and kill our losses. Help us to receive your knowledge and your and great training against the lingering attacks of the enemy. Help us to go forward in faith, in full faith, with no losses. In Jesus' name.
Amen.